Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Police in central Washington state continue searching for 32-year-old Travis Decker, a man wanted on suspicion of killing his three young daughters, ages 5, 8, and 9. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We suffer as a community. It has hit many of us hard. Going on 20 years, I don't think I've had a situation that has really almost prompted tears to come up. We feel for the family, and we see as everyone else is out here, they're not suffering alone. There's a lot of people here supporting them.
Investigators said last night they have no leads on Decker's location and think, quote, he could be anywhere within the nation. President Trump's new worldwide tariffs on steel and aluminum went into effect at midnight Eastern time at 50%. Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady takes a look.
This pretty much impacts all countries, including Canada and Mexico, though there are carve-outs for goods and products that are covered by what we call the USMCA trade agreement. That's the main free trade agreement that's in place between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the White House was caught off guard with Elon Musk calling the tax and budget bill supported by President Trump a, quote, disgusting abomination.
And certainly giving ammunition to the small group of Republicans who want to see big changes to the bill. But Republican leaders in the House and Senate right now, they are rejecting Musk's criticisms. They insist the tax cuts in this bill are going to lead to higher growth and ultimately more revenue, even though independent analysts have determined that the bill as written right now will add at least $1 trillion to the deficit.
Navy documents seen by CBS News reveal the Trump administration is considering renaming ships currently honoring historic civil rights figures, including Thurgood Marshall and Medgar Evers. Also on that list, the USNS Harvey Milk.
Documents obtained by CBS News show proposals to, during the month of Pride, change the name of USNS Harvey Milk, which recognizes the slain gay rights leader and Navy veteran. The Defense Department confirmed the secretary is reviewing names to ensure they represent the, quote, warrior ethos the Trump administration values.
CBS's Eleanor Watson at the Pentagon. Texas lawmakers have approved banning gummies, drinks, and vapes with THC, the psychotropic element in marijuana.
A proposed ban in Texas has passed the state legislature. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has not indicated whether he will sign the ban. There's another bill in Texas close to becoming law, too, that would require labels on packaged food from Doritos to Mountain Dew, warning about ingredients not recommended for human consumption. That one is backed by Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Matt Piper, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Cherry prices are soaring, apparently making them more attractive for thieves.
Three people have been arrested for stealing cherries from orchards in Northern California and selling them at fruit stands across the state.
This was organized theft.
Andrew Genasi is the executive director of the San Joaquin County Farm Bureau.
An agricultural smash and grab, really.
They tore off entire branches, destroying those cherry trees for years. Grower James Cinciolo says prices are high after last summer's drought and this spring's heavy rains wiped out a lot of crops.
Perhaps half of what the industry is capable of producing.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Speaking of cherries, where's Marty McFly's cherry red Gibson ES-345 guitar? A search is on for the Back to the Future prop that Michael J. Fox's Marty McFly character rocked out with in the 1985 movie. Filmmakers couldn't find it when making the 1989 sequel, and it is still missing. Guitar maker Gibson is searching for it and asking for the public's help. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. And yeah, we'll still be dealing with a little of that Canadian wildfire smoke today as well. 62 our high. Tonight, clear, 52 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, less smoky with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Thank you. Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill sure was fun down in Cherry Hill Park, playing games with everyone till way after dark. Come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
Years, your home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Summer, summer, summer.
It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
And you and me,
how they tossed the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
do.
Thank you.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. Love song.
CBS News Brief. Flash flooding and powerful storms are devastating parts of the Midwest. A tornado touched down near Kansas City. CBS's Ian Lee.
And I'm just looking around. The roads are very wet, and especially in those areas where there's a low point, there's a risk of flooding.
President Trump's raised tariffs on steel and aluminum from 25 to 50%. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
This is on top of an existing 25% tariff that was already in place for a couple of months here. We're essentially just adding another 25% on top of that.
Mr. Trump posting to social media this morning, it's been, quote, very hard to make a deal with China. The wife and five children of the Egyptian man accused of throwing firebombs at Israeli hostage supporters in Colorado have been taken into ICE custody, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.